Okay, let's see. Well, we got enough time before the top of the hour, Ed, that you can tell me what the question is, and I'll have to answer after the top of the hour. Go for it, sir.
Yes, sir. My question is oils, such as for making eggs in the skillet and when you make bread or pastry of some sort in the oven, and the types that are in the various salad oils, salad dressings. Do you have
Oh,
preferences?
I surely do, sir. And they happen to be olive oil and macadamia oil. And the reason I got preferences for those two, used in cooking, is that they're the ones that can stand the very, very most heat, up to over 400 degrees, which most of us don't use, but they can stand up to 400 degrees before they start to oxidize. And most of the other oils, they just can't stand that much heat. They oxidize, and then they're not good for us. So unless we know what the temperature is that we're using every time we cook, and we know that that particular oil can stand that, stick with macadamia and olive.
Okay, that's for frying. How about for baking and making waffles, for example?
Okay, well, you can use them in there too, but I'm not much of a cook, sir, so I don't know what other oils you would be using.
And how about any oils, preference on salads?
Okay, I got to dance with that after the top of the hour, sir. Hi, Ed, still there?
I'm here listening, and you do a great service.
Well, thank you, sir.
Okay, your comment was olive oil for frying because it's a high temperature. Any
And also,
comment about canola, which is also a high temperature?
okay, olive oil, then I did say macadamia. Canola's okay. What we got to watch out for, as I'm sure you know, sounds like you study, is we don't want to pile in too many of the omega-6 containing fatty acids into our salads, into our cooking, whatever, without offsetting them with omega-3 fatty acids. And those are basically fish oils, and there's a couple of vegetable oils that contain more omega-3, but it's mostly fish oils. And most of us don't want to put fish oil on our salad, so we have to take it separately. But the point to that is, I think you know, Ed, is if we have more omega-6s than omega-3s going into our bods, we're going to be leaning pro-inflammatory. And if we have more omega-3s than omega-6s, we're going to be going anti-inflammatory. So please make sure that when you're doing these omega-6 oils, as good as they are, that they're offset with omega-3s, which again are mostly fish oils.
And for putting on toast, any margarine in particular, or you oppose it, any or all of them?
Any and all of them, sir, because those, thank goodness, are even recognized by so-called authorities these days, to be not good for us.
So what do you suggest putting on toast if you
Well,
can't have jam with lots of sugar in it?
okay, two choices, sir. If you're not allergic to milk and dairy, of course, butter is the obvious thing. If you are allergic to milk and dairy, you can do what they first did over there in India. They must have known about milk and dairy allergy. And so what they did is took all the milk protein out of the butter, and it's called ghee, Ghee. And it is a little pricey unless you go to an Indian grocery store that has all those Indian products. And then you can buy a big amount of Ghee ghee, which is the oil only, and it doesn't cause any milk or dairy allergy problems. And that actually tastes pretty good, damn good. Excuse the language. Have you ever tried ghee, sir?
Nope.
Well, you go looking for some. I'm pretty sure you're going to like it.
Okay, and for salad dressings, do you have any particular yes or no's?
Oh, I since half my family's Italian, sir, I pretty much stick with the olive oil.
Very good. You answered my question for the moment.
Okay, well, thank you for calling.
Thank you.